seeming determination that everybody has to live that way. It's coming from that place. And it's telling people how to avoid it if you're wise. One of the books of wisdom, if you remember, Ecclesiastes. And it's telling about human life. It's telling about man. Got it? The whole book. Wait till you get the colors of the whole book. Every time you read a book, you first you read the colors on the front of the book. When you read a chapter, you first you read the colors of the chapter. That's easy for me to do quick enough. All you need is that book, the code for how to understand it, all about it. Terrific understanding coming immediately. Great amounts. That you'll know what you're talking about. You all have that same guide. Easy guide. That's going to be fun coloring your own Bibles. Because the color code of each verse is itself going to be coded. And I'm going to be sending them out on mimeograph forms. Red X, blue Y, do this, so just in words. And if you get that list of words and you get your Bible, you color it in. Then you get your book. And you see why, what it means by all those colors and markings. And there's an awful lot of information that you're going to get that way. Just like that. You understand? So there's not going to be any more confusion. You're going to understand a lot more. I can see interpretation. And I'm not going to be spending that all my time anymore trying to write interpretation. I'm going to take a shortcut. Instead of explaining to you how I'm doing it, I'm just going to do it and give it out. And you study it, and you'll see a lot of what it means. Got it?
Got it.
Shortcut. Immediate shortcut. It's fun to do. They want to color in their Bibles. All in the circles. You have your book about what each one means. Hey, listen. There's categories, there's subcategories, there's little numbers below, little numbers above, lines, dashes, X's, dots, all kinds of things that mean all kinds of different things. And you just look it up in your book. As if that isn't enough, what about the references? You include the reference Bible and the card Bible together on that line of figures. And then finally, you put it all on magnetic tape, very easily, magnetic beep, 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 very simple. And you put it in a projector at the center meetings, and you just flash it on the wall. That's coming right away. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
We'll go into that later. Hey. Colored circles on the wall over there. There's the verse. Somebody just pushes the button, keep pushing the button, and the tape goes forward a hundredth of an inch, and a whole verse appears on the wall as a reference. That's nothing today. I gave you a little warning last night, right? It just sort of came out now. How does that sound? Hey, everybody, wake up!
Sounds great! I like it!
Right!
All these little numbers, lines, dashes, and colors. You just write it down. and you come with them. And every week from now on, when I call the centimeters, on the tape that I call, I give out the new code for this week. The new verses, passages, chapters, everything else in their cards, they give to you, and you code and decode according to your code. Understand? Now, the color Bible in the first place, you remember in the first place, this is a far, far advanced version, far beyond that, and it's immediate. It's no long, far thing when the interpretation gets done. This begins immediately. You will see, as of this meeting, there's going to be tremendous hope on your part of understanding. You see, these things that I'm telling you, not only with the lambs, especially, because the lambs are helpful, and they want right understanding. Some of these older people, they get this understanding, and then they take advantage, right or wrong. And then you just get into the understanding itself, and you just get atrophied, and you just sit there, and that's it. You don't want to be that way, right?
No.
Okay, we'll get into the colored Bible. The nature of coveting has to do with hoping in wrong things and continuing it. Setting your hope somehow in comfort, for instance, some kind of a life in this world, some kind of a false achievement in this world, with which you calm yourself into thinking that you will have a permanent success. He thinks that he shall never be moved. Speaking of the wicked, he thinks that it's going to go on like this forever, in other words. Now, I will tell you something concerning human nature at this point. The one of these instances. I remember when I first got saved, by the way, tell people that one of the devil's best tools is our capacity for self-deceit. That's true. That is, we are able to kid ourselves, and we want to do it, because life is painful. That's not true at 18 very much, but it'll get plenty true later. You did?
Yep.
Yeah.
Capacity for self-deceit, that is your ability to kid yourself and your desire to do it. There is a chasing self-deceit. You want to kid yourself, right? Alright, now follow this. That being the case, our ability to grasp and covet far outweighs our opportunity for fulfillment in this life. Now I will explain. What do you see is where it all starts from. Remember that extremely important approach to the gospel. That's where Jesus was coming from, all this stuff. How are you made? What is it that you're just naturally chasing after? I know, because I made you. I made you this way. Now tell me how I made you. What are the things and then you tell him those things, and then he shows you how you can actually have them. And that's how we started the gospel.